Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 30 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 29 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 29 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 28 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 30 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 26 degrees.
W8FU. Good morning. Just a quick hello and a quick reminder, and also wish you a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. I will not be at breakfast on Saturday, and again, just have a nice Thanksgiving, and I'll be heading up there. I'll be in Chesterfield around noon, and I'll be heading up north around 4, so like I said, just a quick hello, have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you probably next week. W8RCY.
Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 26 degrees.
WATAP.
Good morning. 09 hundred. Partly sunny. 29 degrees.
Good morning. Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Delta Romeo, listening.
Looks like everybody took the day off today.
Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 33 degrees.
NHKPP Wally, mobile for about 10 minutes.
Good morning, 1100 hours, mostly cloudy, 35 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, mostly cloudy, 37 degrees.
Two of us double. This is KEAT-FM, Davey and Shelby.
Oh, hello. I don't think I've talked to you before. I'm Phil, ABAPR. Just heading over the side for some lunch. What are you up to?
I'm going and picking up lunch. So my wife had a minor outpatient surgery, so I've been sent now to get food. So I'm running up to Panera to get her something to eat and stop at the store and get a few things. So yeah, fairly quiet day today, just running around, getting stuff taken care of.
Okay, very good. Give me your name one more time. Did it sound like Davian?
Yep, it's Davian. Davian with a V.
Oh, very good. It's an unusual name, so easy to remember then, I guess. I'm getting a little bit of sunshine here. I didn't recognize what that object in the sky was, so hope it stays around for a while.
Yeah, it'd be nice. We're about due for it. So you said you're heading over to the east side. Where are you heading in from?
I live in Sylvan Lake, just west of Pontiac, and we have a group on Wednesdays of people, mostly Eastsiders, who get together for lunch, so we travel.
Ah, very good. That's not too bad of a drive. I usually, if my memory is serving me correctly, we're Sylvan Lake, I drive through there. When I do work at the office, I work from home mostly, but I always drive through that area when I'm going out to Livonia. I find it more relaxing just driving through Pontiac and through the various roads through the lakes over there.
Yeah, we live in one of those lake communities, so I know all about it. Not a single straight road in the bunch. So, yeah, this is going down M59 right now. A lot of times our lunches are more like along Lake St. Clair area. Lake St. Clair. So usually it's I-75, and just the other day they finally opened up Square Lake Road. That entrance to I-75 has been closed all summer, so that makes things easier.
Yeah, I noticed that the last time I was out, a lot of stuff starting to open up, the M53 expressway, so it's kind of nice now because I was avoiding the office completely, actually, just because of all the construction. It was getting to where it took me an hour and a half to get home, and usually about an hour and 10 minutes to drive out there, where when there's no construction, I can get there in just under an hour, so I've been avoiding it, so it's kind of nice that it's clearing up now.
Yep. Yeah, it's, you know, like they say here, we only have two seasons, winter and construction.
That's true. All right, well, I'll tell you what, it was nice chatting with you, and I'm going to duck out now because I'm pulling up the Panera, and I'm going to go get my order placed. So, yeah, have fun at your lunch, have a safe drive, and, yep, I'll be clear on your final. This is KE8-TFF.
Okay, Vivian, nice talking to you. I hope everything's okay with your wife. My wife is sitting here, also had some minor surgery too. Just had the stitches removed, so just working on that. So catch you later, ABAPR. W8FU ABAPR, you out there, Sean?
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 39 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 41 degrees.
MBR from W8FU.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 40 degrees.
NHAKB.
W8RJD Mobile. K8RUH Mobile.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 39 degrees.
Hey, CDF Mobile.
Well, looky there. What's up, Dakota? KE8BFI.
There's a stranger on the radio I haven't heard for a while. KC8KJL.
Gentlemen, I'm heading out of the office, getting ready to start my long weekend, and, yeah, that's about it. What are you guys up to?
Oh, just chilling today. Tried to get an Apple TV box. Jailbroke or messed with it, trying to get it working. It's really super old. So I spent a few hours on that today with no luck. Everything's just outdated and yucky. So I might have to get a new one. Now I'm just putzing at my desk. Not much going on, just chilling. to Joe. Go ahead.
I just got done shopping with a coworker at Myers, trying to kill time before I go home.
Greg, if I can find it, I've got a newer generation one. You can have it. I think the remote's a little tattered for my children, but the box should be fine. I even have a wall mount for it. And Cujo, I need to go shopping too, but I honestly, the last thing I want to do this week, which is unfortunate because it's the best time to do it.
Oh, definitely. I'll take it if you're not using it.
That sounds like a plan. I would actually do any shopping. You have to go shopping. You have to get beer. Gotta have beer.
I haven't seen it since I moved, but I definitely don't recall getting rid of it. So let me see if I can track it down. My wife might know where it's at, but it's all yours.
All right, cool. Let me know.
I'm going out of town. Go ahead, Cujo.
No, I said, you guys hosting Thanksgiving, or are you going to other family members for Thanksgiving? I am hosting, as usual.
I am Mr. Mom.
There you go. Visiting at my sister's, which is just a couple miles away, so pretty easy for me.
Yeah, I got my mother-in-law, my brother-in-law coming up from Clinton Township. My sister, my daughter's going to be there for a little bit with her boyfriend. My son is coming in from Davidson with his girlfriend. And of course, it's me and my wife, so I'm doing all the hosting. Doing all the cooking, too. But sometimes I prefer it that way.
Very good. Well, if you're used to it and you prefer it, then you'll be doing all right. Hopefully you've got everything you need at home. My wife just went to Meijer about an hour or two ago and got in and out real easy. Just needed a couple things. But I imagine they'll be busier as the evening goes on.
Yeah, I just left the one here on the 26th and 9th. I can't get this packed. You can't find a shot in the cart to the length of you.
I'm coming up to the one at Hall and A's. I'm curious to see how bad it is, because traffic's starting to get pretty heavy the further west I get.
Just strictly doing grocery. I think there's the new one, 23 and the A's or something like that. The one here at Van Dyke, I mean, it wasn't too bad. It's just trying to finish up the cart is a little difficult. You're just picking up a couple things and carrying your arms. The self-checkout is in and out.
Oh, my God. The entire parking lot at 20, or I'm sorry, Hall and A's is full at Meijer.
Oh, my wife went to 24 and A's, the smaller one, which is just groceries by my house. Don't know if it's any better now, but she ripped right in and out of there earlier.
Hall and A's is the worst. Which way are you going, Dakota? Are you going south or are you going west? You live up at Mainly somewhere there, don't you?
I'm westbound on 59 to 53, and then I run that all the way home. I'm pretty close to Emily. I'm about as far north in Omaha as you can get before it's Emily. Actually, no, 69 is the dividing line, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, 69 is the dividing line. They have the one at 26th and Van Dyke. It isn't too bad. Said we walked around and walked and talked and got through the self-checkout pretty quick.
Fortunately, that's not my department, so I don't really have to worry about the groceries.
Thoroughfare right there, so everybody stops there. So if you can hang it, you know, hold off until you get to 26th and Van Dyke, that would be your better option.
I double with you again. Fortunately, I don't need to get any groceries. That's my wife's deal. And we're not leaving the house tomorrow. I think my mom and my dad are going to snag my oldest daughter and take her to family Thanksgiving. I'm going to stay home with the younger boys and hang out, not have to drag them all over the place, so I'm off the hook.
Oh, then I wouldn't worry about it then.
Nope, I'm just going straight home. I don't know if you can you. Did you guys hear me talking to Sean last night about my missing FTM 500?
What?
I heard a conversation, but I turned the radio down. I got a phone call. What happened?
Long story short, I've been having audio issues with it. Tried a couple things, couldn't figure it out. Called the agency. They're like, yeah, just send it in. You've already done all the troubleshooting. So I'm like, okay, no big deal. So I shipped it with my pirate ship shipping account that I always use, and I use UPS Ground Saver, which is UPS to local region, and then USPS for, like, the final mile, they call it. So I shipped it from my office because we have UPS, USPS, and FedEx show up every day, and the mailman was like, oh, I can take that. And my receptionist was like, are you good with him taking it? I'm like, I mean, yeah, if he says he can get it there, sure. So dude takes it, picked it up last Friday. I checked yesterday. The scan, it hasn't been scanned in. It says it's still ready for pickup. I can still refund my label. So I'm like, all right, what the heck's going on? And then checked it again this morning, same situation. So I let her know, and I gave her a copy of my label, and she was smarter than I was, and she looked up the USPS tracking number on there, and it showed out for delivery today. So fortunately, it made it back to Yaesu today after a little bit of a scare, but even like on Pirate Ship's website, they say do not ship with USPS. It has to start with UPS or your package will be destroyed. So I don't know. I got lucky. I'm glad it was insured for full value, but it doesn't do me any good if it shows that it's never shipped. So I said short story long. Long story short. That was a short story long. My bad. NADDF.
Wow, that's quite a scare. Oh, man, and you did get lucky. Well, lesson learned, and I'm glad it made it. Hopefully they'll return it quickly and operational. It's kind of weird that it had a failure, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, I second that.
I'm just hoping they don't say, oh, no, it's fine, and send it back, and have to pay for shipping back to me. But, I don't know, it's pretty obvious. I think you can, I was able to replicate it on my bench with a dummy load of power supply, so there's no reason why they shouldn't be able to hear what I'm hearing. But I'll take it. I bought several radios, never had any issues. Even these new 75s, apparently there's battery issues. And I've not noticed it with mine. That's what I'm running in the car right now. I've got one of those little BTEC UHF amps in my Kenwood 75 hooked up, and it's like no different than running the 500. I don't think anyone knows the difference. But, yeah, just a bummer. Brand new radio. I had to send it back.
All right, let's guys turn now for a second. I got a phone call that came in. Like, are you going to make this last run? I'm like, no, they closed at 1 o'clock.
Who closed at 1 o'clock?
One of my customers. I called him up earlier today to see if he was going to be there. And he's like, no, we closed at 1 o'clock. This date's working. This one's not. I'm like, all right, I'll set you up for next week. And I just have the job sitting on my work page. And I just let it sit there to waste time. So the dispatcher just called me and says, are you going to make this run? I'm like, nope, not today.
What time are you clocked in until?
10:30. My service hours are 10 a.m. to 6:30 on Monday to Friday. Holidays and weekends off. And I took rest of on call for the year, so that's an extra easy 4.5 hours.
Got it. Yeah, I'm glad that I took Friday off, ready for no more work for a bit here.
I used to have to work Fridays, and then finally the CDA and the company agreed that we get Thanksgiving Friday off like we used to, so I'm off this Friday.
I feel bad for some of our employees. We're in the garbage industry, so Thursday gets pushed to Friday, which means their Friday gets pushed to Saturday, so they really don't even get a day off this week.
Nope, because my trash pickup is on Friday, so I mean Saturday I put it out.
One of those times I'm happy to be a salary employee with the ability to say I will not be here.
was a salary employee before, way before I did this job. It was actually a family-owned business. And I was salary, and I was putting in anywhere between 60 and 80 a week. So I'm not too keen on being salary. That's a real dire need, and you can get a lot of money.
Yeah, that's the balance, right? Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not, but most of the time it's not. I'm doing, on average, I'll do 55 a week, bad week at 60, which is manageable. I can live with that.
That's not too bad, because you can also trade off a day. I can't work on Wednesday, you know, I'll put in straight time on Saturday. You know, you can do that to compensate for it. So, like I said, both sides of the coin, you know, it's a give and take on both sides.
Yeah, 10 is average, 12 is normal, so, I mean, like today I did, what did I do? I did a 7 to 4, what is that, 9, no lunch. But that's the other nice thing, too, right? Like, there's days like this where I bounce at 4 because I got to get home to the kids and my wife's working. So, 2 or 3 days a week, I leave at 4 o'clock and I still manage to squeak in 55 hours.
My daughter does 65 hours a week. She works 8 to 6, you know, 8 to 7 Monday through Friday, 8 to 6 on Saturday. You know, and she makes, I think, like 15 or 16 an hour. She does pretty good at cleaning up her paychecks. It's enough to pay for her truck and take my car insurance for her truck and take care of her animals.
60 plus is pushing it for me. Once I start hitting that, I'm like, all right, I need a day off next week and a breather.
I had a breather all of October.
You take the whole month off?
Had to. The first week I took off was 5 sick days. So I said, nobody call me. And then I had 17 vacation days left. So I did 17 vacation days at 100% pay. And then I had people call me and text me, and I helped out over the phone or did some remote work, did my training and everything else like that. So boss says, yeah, you get paid for that. You're on vacation, so you're technically not off on medical.
My old job, that was the biggest complaint I had, is I'd take time off, and it was like I'd work harder on days I took off because people would blow my phone off instead of just doing things properly. So I'm glad I don't have to fulfill that role anymore, but now I'm on a different situation where it's hard to take time off because we're so busy.
Yeah, for me it's been slow. One of my coworkers just came back into the field for being the corporate surveyor for our department, you know, for our office. He hated it. And when I went off on medical, when I came back, they got him cleared, and he's back in service. I just left him, as a matter of fact. And we do all the big stuff, because they're our regular customers. And now I'm going on a district next week to take a customer.
Sucks being important in a company.
Yeah, but when I came back from medical, first customer I walked into, a regular customer, and they go, oh, thank God you're back. I'm like, why? They go, well, because this person didn't know how to do this, they didn't know how to do that. Can you help us out? I'm like, sure. And I fixed the problem in less than an hour that it took another guy 3 days coming back and forth trying to figure out what the problem was.
Sounds familiar. Sounds just like my old job. If I took a vacation day, it was the moron covering me. I came back to a disaster. That's another reason I didn't want to take time off. I take time off, I come back to a bigger mess than I left.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that one. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I love my customer base. I really do. I have some of them that I respect highly, and they have high respects for me. So when I walk into a place and I haven't seen them in like 6 months to a year, and they go, here's your Christmas card from last year. Can you open it up and there's a $100 bill in it? Yeah, you kind of appreciate that.
Yep, the little things. I'm just hoping I get a Christmas bonus.
Yeah, that's one thing I don't get, is a Christmas bonus. You know, but the bonus, you know, I can put 2 hours down just because I, you know, sneezed or made a phone call. I get paid for it because that's part of our contract. I make a phone call. If somebody calls me after hours or whatever else, I can claim overtime on it. Training videos, overtime. You know, but the Christmas bonus, nah, we don't get that. Used to, not anymore.
I've gotten them at my last two companies, but they were never anything to get excited about. One of them, I remember one year, this was when I worked in healthcare, which I don't care how much you pay me, they can't afford me, I'm never going back. I got a whopping $200 Christmas bonus.
After tax, this is about $38.23.
Pretty much. I was like, oh, thanks. That can fill my truck up halfway for all the gas that I use to go to your sites.
Yeah, I was sitting at the office the other day, last week as a matter of fact, and one of the sales reps came up, plopped a $100 bill on my desk and said, Merry Christmas and thank you. I'm like, I don't need this. He goes, dude, he says, for what you did for me over at that account, he goes, it's yours. Okay, I took it. Gave it to my son. Paid first to help him pay for the labor on his truck.
That's one thing I do miss is working with sales reps because I always got kickbacks like that. Matter of fact, I'm going on a pheasant hunt at the Huntsman this Saturday with the sales rep that I was super close with at my old job. He invited me again this year, so looking forward to that. But yeah, those are the nice perks. Not necessarily handing me cash, but, you know, nice dinner, nice hunt, whatever.
Yeah, I don't often get it from the sales reps, but I can walk into, they had some, a vendor meeting with all the salespeople with a new product that was rolling out or whatever. I was in the office. They ordered pizza. I went up to the window and just tapped on it to say hello to everybody. They're like, come on in. Come get some pizza. I just like that type of appreciation. I've been with the company for 30 years. You know, so I'm the third highest in company seniority in my office, and it's a big office. So that tells you where I stand.
That's nothing to shake a stick at. I've been the new guy for a long time, probably last 4 years, three jobs. I've been new guy. Last job was at 2.5 years, healthcare job for that, which sucked and I'll never do anything like it again, was 10 months, and then the job before that was 4.5 years.
Nope, 30 years. I started as a lawman on the totem pole, I worked in the central station, and then they closed that up 5 years later, and one of the senior techs said, hey, what do you know about computers? I said, I've been told I know enough about computers to be dangerous. It was good you're hired. The installation manager and the service manager at the time were like, we don't know about this kid. He's new. He's fresh. And ended up proving them all wrong.
That's what I want to hire as a kid, a fresh kid that doesn't know any better and doesn't have any bad habits.
Well, that's what we need, is a fresh set of eyes. And I think the youngest in the service department is in his late 20s, I think, early 30s. And then an install, I mean, all of us are over 40, service and install, except for few fresh faces in sales and Mike, you know, the one guy that I trained in service. Besides that, we're all old-timers. We're all long-time.
I'll be that old-timer sooner or later.
Yeah, if I went anywhere else, one, I'd have to start at the bottom. I'd lose all my tenure. I'd lose all my overtime, all my vacations. And I'd have to do stuff that I really don't want to do anymore. You know where I'm at now? I don't want to climb that ladder. I don't have to climb that ladder. I'll send somebody else up. Oh, no, that is, I'm not medically cleared to climb a ladder or do any overhead work anyways. So, it's a gimme right there.
Yeah, that's why I'm looking forward to hiring some youngins, make them do the stuff I don't want to do anymore. But, all right, well, I'm rolling up to the house here, so I'm going to clear out and may catch you tomorrow. I can't really hit any repeaters from the house, but if I go out, I'll probably throw my call out since it's just me and the children. So I'll talk to you. Happy Thanksgiving, and I don't know. I'll talk to you soon. I'll be clear. It's yours. NADDS.
Sounds good. Enjoy yourself. Happy Thanksgiving. Nice to get you back on there. I got my HTL programmed. I might bring my open spot into the house. So 73 Foggy out there.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 37 degrees.
Whiskey Zero Juliet Oscar monitoring. Whiskey Zero Juliet Oscar monitoring mobile. Whiskey Zero Juliet Oscar clear.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees.
W8EAP. No KCAKGO out there? That's odd. KF80WOW.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees.
Can't be any well.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees.
Can't see the whale monitoring.
Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees.
WATBT testing.
W8FU. You're on, Sean. KBS to go.
W8FU.
Good evening, 23 hours, 32 degrees.
Here's KAWU. Yeah, you came in through that one. Okay, so maybe I'm just not hitting it. I'm hitting it now. Fine. Okay, this one.
You're hitting it. There's definitely some noise in with you, but you're hitting it.
Okay, this one's 10 watts, so that's probably why. Okay, so it's working. It's just, it was just a... My house is made of plaster walls, probably, issue.
Yeah, that one definitely sounded a little better. Still a little bit of noise, like you're coming in and out and stuff, but it's mostly readable.
All right, well, thanks for helping me test that. I was actually watching something on TV while I was trying to set up the radio, and it was just baffling me, and luckily you answered so I can test it out. I appreciate it. And I'll probably catch you again maybe tomorrow or something. If not, have a happy Thanksgiving, and I'll catch you later. WCPT, thanks for the help.
Anytime, man. Yeah, I like to know all my stuff's not working either, so I could give you something to do. Catch you later, okay? With